Welcome back to Talk with Torch. Today I have a special guest. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, everybody. My name is Janaya. I have my own podcast. It's called That's 'Cause My Business. I am an entrepreneur. I do makeup, and I also am a college student. I attend the illustrious Clark Atlanta University. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So, you know, like you said, you have your own podcast and everything, and this opportunity is just like so unique and it's diverse at the same time. And like I was just telling you, I just thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to have you on my platform. It really means a lot. You know, I find myself sometimes just randomly like networking, trying to find individuals. And I was so grateful to come across somebody that we have like similar interests. So I really, really like that.
Thank you for having me. I also really appreciate it. And I think that's truly, and sometimes, like, I feel like in the climate that we're in now, I think that's one of the best ways to network and also to remain safe is just to reach out to people on Instagram and other social media platforms and such. So, yeah, I'm definitely grateful that you did reach out to me. And it is nice finding people and talking to people who are like-minded and have the same interests.
It's so true because back to a little bit what you were saying as far as like with the Instagram stuff, you just never really know really sometimes because it kind of gets weird, but but in some aspects of it, it's just like, okay, this is like really, really dope. So you introduced yourself and I just want to get right into it. So what made you want to start a business?
Honestly, I really want to say, like, I know it kind of sounds cliche, but I really feel like I was just, like, it's in my blood, honestly. Like, I think it's just from, like, what I've seen as I was brought up, like, honestly, like, because when you think about it, a lot of times I feel like we were asked when we were kids, like, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I feel like I would answer that question, but it was nothing that I actually visualized myself doing. Like, I said I wanted to be a lawyer, but I didn't really want to do all the schooling. I said I wanted to be a pilot, didn't want to do the schooling. I said I wanted to be a singer. I can't sing. So it's like, it was just, I was saying all these things, but I actually wasn't visualizing myself doing it. But my mother, she is also an entrepreneur, too. She owns two successful businesses. And I think just seeing that, and it was always just, like, I feel like I always had just, like, a business mindset, if I want to say it like that, like, always looking at things from a business point of view, even when I didn't have all of the knowledge that I do now.
Okay. Well, that's really dope to know. Shout out to your mom. And that's good that you have that, you know, that background. You have somebody so close-knit to you that actually has two successful businesses. And just to kind of tap in a little bit to what you were saying about, you know, when you were younger and you're asked, like, what do you want to be when you grow up? As you become older and you go through life, no matter what, some people have it easier than some, but when you go through life and you just go through all these different type of experiences, it shifts the dynamic of exactly your views. As we grow and as we experience, our views change. So obviously our interests change as well, you know?
Yeah.
Just to like tap into, like when I was younger, the first thing that I said I wanted to be was a lawyer. Then I wanted to be a journalist. Come to find out now, years later down the line, here I am doing a podcast. I have a business, you know, so it's things like that that I just sit back and kind of like analyze and be like, maybe deep down subconsciously, there were things that I'm like, okay, I could work with this, I could work with that. But again, as time goes on, and you experience things, it shifts the whole dynamic. So I just want you to elaborate like more on the services that you provide.
Okay, so currently I am a makeup artist. So I do like makeup. I do full faces. I do bridal glams and things of that such. And also as far as my podcast, I really just, like I said, I wanted it to be a documentation of my journey as I become successful, because a lot of people, I feel like when they look at success, like they see somebody else being successful and they try to like fast route the track, or they try to like skip steps or skip stepping stones and things of that such. So I actually just like, and myself included, and I think that's one of the things that I feel like I like most about my podcast as of right now, is that I feel like I'm able to be transparent enough to say, these are the mistakes that I am making currently that you don't have to, or that you can figure a way out through, and this is how I did it.
Nice. Because you also, you touched something else. There are a lot of individuals that they see success and they have like this picture of success that's painted, but it took them a long time to get where they at. And sometimes people do have it easier where things do flow a little bit quicker. But in each specific type of, you know, individual that goes through something, they have to deal with the trials and the tribulations. They have to. It's nothing is never really given, especially if you want something that's going to be long lasting. You got to really put in the work. And a lot of people don't want to because, you know, the attention spans are so short-lived that they just want things done like that.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's how a lot of people get caught up in, like, get-rich-quick schemes and things such, where they jump into things without having all the knowledge of it because they're just trying to get rich quick, when that's really not true and that's not how it actually works.
Yeah, definitely. So, what are some stigmas that surround becoming an entrepreneur or being an entrepreneur that you have heard, or just like for conversation purposes, you know, things that people throw out there? What are some stigmas that that you have heard that people surround entrepreneurs?
I think one is like social media kind of makes it seem like it's easy, like it is like a get rich quick scheme kind of. They make it seem as if like, oh, you're working for yourself, so it's gonna be easier because you don't have to listen to nobody. But if you don't have anybody over your head, you have to be able to say, okay, I need to get this done. You have to have that self-discipline to say, okay, this needs to be done by this date. Because like you said, you don't have anybody over your head. You don't work, you don't eat. And that's just all it is to it. I think that's one of the biggest things that like gets me, because it, like I said, you don't work, you don't eat.
I like how you put that together. A lot of people, they don't understand that, and they think that, you know, things are handed to them on a silver platter, and it just fucking isn't. Like, it just is not. And it's important, like for me, I feel so accomplished when I'm doing something. Like, I don't care if I go to sleep at like 4 o'clock in the morning, as long as I know that, you know, I went to bed at 4 o'clock in the morning, actually making sure that everything was done for what I needed to be done. It's like a sense of fulfillment for me. Everyone's different, but I feel like, you know, just going through the daily struggles and the tasks that you have to do with, you know, trying to have a successful business, it's just so fulfilling when you get the shit done and you're just like, okay, it's all worth it. But again, like you was,
I think something else, not to cut you off, but I think something else that people don't realize is that your mental health has to be intact. Like you said, like getting all your tests done for your business, it feels great when it's done. Like a lot of people, since you don't have anybody over your head, if your mental state is not intact, then you're not going to get those things done. And next thing you know, like you're procrastinating and everything falls apart. Like your business runs on you. So your mental health has to be intact.
I'm so glad. Like, you see, this is why I'm so happy that, you know, I reached out and we, you know, we're working, because I'm so glad that you touched base on that, because that is very important. You cannot run shit if your mental health is shit.
You can't.
It's just not going to work, because you're going to be everywhere mentally. You're not going to be able to grasp anything. You're not going to be able to focus in on what you need to be what you need to be doing, and you have to know who you have around you, the type of energy that you have around you, the things that might trigger you. You have to make sure that you have everything lined up, like all your ducks in a row. Now, don't get me wrong, nobody fully has their shit fully together. You know, we're humans. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody fucks up here and there. But the thing that I'm trying to say is, it's kind of like pinpointing, okay, this doesn't work for me, so I don't need this shit around me right now. This isn't working. Okay, I'm going to have to kind of push away from that because it throws you off. And once you're thrown off, you're not able.
It's so hard to get back on.
Yes. And you know, like, let's just tap into this because let's talk about when you do fall off course, right? And you have to. Because this is something that you are determined to. This is not a fucking hobby. Excuse me. I curse on here. It's, you know, it's not a fucking hobby. It's something that you're passionate about. And that push that you have to give yourself. Because at the end of the day, when you are planning on starting something or you've created something that you want to flourish, you're going to put your blood, sweat, and tears into it. And when you fall off course and you have to regroup and come back, that push is extremely hard. And once you make that push, it's like it's taking all of you, because at the end of the day, you're going off the fumes and you're going off of, okay, I have to win.
Yeah, I think that definitely just comes down to, like, not giving up. You know, having that voice in the back of your head saying, if you want this, you got to get it, because nobody else is going to get it for you except for you. And it's going to feel better once you get it for yourself. But pushing yourself to actually just get up and get through it, it is really hard. And some people don't make it, and that's why some entrepreneurs, like, some businesses fail, because some people, their minds aren't stronger than their emotions. And I think that's what it is. Your mind has to be stronger than your emotions, especially when you're running a business.
Yes, definitely. So I want to just also tap into something else. How important is it for individuals to understand that your friends and even your family members will not be, you know, your number one consumers? And how should you handle that? Because a lot of the times it's like people expect to be like, oh shit, you know what, that's my friend. Let me tell them that I got this going on. They're not obligated to buy your shit. So
I think a lot of people think it is support, but at the end of the day, like, when I look at it as, like, they're not my target audience, they're not my ideal customer, they're not who I want to sell my product to, they're not who I want to listen to my podcast, they're not my ideal face to do makeup, like. And I understand that. And then on top of that, like, a lot of people don't even have it to support me. And that's understandable, too. So I never take things to heart, because I know at the end of the day, like, if my product is quality, then I know people are going to support as long as I'm marketing myself right. And I think that's just because I have a business mindset. But people who don't understand that, I think they just, they don't understand it. Because, like, your family is not going to be your number one supporter, because I think that's just the truth of the matter.
Yeah. And
I feel like,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
As far as the people around you, like your friends, you really can't count on your friends either. Like I said, they're not your target audience. And if they don't support you, then they don't need to be around you. Like, and because support can go more than buying. A post can do it. A post, a repost, something as simple as, hey, go check my friend out. That can go a long way. So I just feel like people who don't try to support, you just don't need to have them around you.
And I feel like that's why it's very important to to be around people who are like-minded like you, because from the outside looking in, it's kind of hard. And I don't understand why. Let me rephrase that. In the Black community, in my opinion, I feel like for most cases, when it comes down to quote unquote support, like you said, it's not about, you know, buying the product, but, you know, like you said, a simple post. Why is it that it's such a difficult task that it's like they don't want to do it? And it's not like it's being forced upon them, but it's just like the gesture. Why is it that, like I said, like as African Americans, why is it that we don't want to see each other, you know, grow and prosper? Why is it always like, okay, no, you can't do better than me. This can't go like this because I'm doing this. Like, why does it have to be like that? Like, I have my opinions, but I'm asking because I want your opinions.
Got you. One, I want to say that a lot of what people do have more to do with them than it has to do with you. So a lot of times, when people have those like jealous spirits or those envious spirits, or if I can't have it, then you can't have it spirits, I just know like you're not okay inside, and that's evident. And I'll pray for you, but stay away. And I think it just also, because I feel like a lot of people feel like when certain African-Americans gain a certain amount of money or gain a certain amount of power, they change. But once you move into that position of a certain tax bracket, it's like, okay, you gotta move different because you got different things. But a lot of people don't understand that because they're not trying to be there and they haven't gotten there yet. They don't have it in their mind that once I'm no longer in that space that I was, I'm not going to do those things that I was doing.
And also, even if you're not trying to have your own business or anything, like I always come on my podcast, you know, and I always say I'm just speaking from my point of view. Everyone's going to definitely have their own point of view. I just feel like if I'm coming from a genuine place, like you said, it always has something to do with what's going on inside of them. But if I'm coming from a genuine place, just disassociate yourself from me if it can't be reciprocated, because I'm the type of person, I'm going to be like, oh, this is what you have going on. I would love to be a part of it. How can I be a part of it? And I understand that. I've learned that firsthand, that I'm not going to be able to get that same response. But what I can't deal with is the fake that goes behind it. Like, I just feel like it's just completely unnecessary. And I feel like when you are evolving and you are going through changes in life, things have to change. And whether you're starting a business or whether you just want to flourish in life, you have to change. No one's going to stay the same. It's impossible, because how is your mind going to work in order for you to level up? How are you going to put yourself in rooms and positions with people if this is the mindset that you have? It's not possible.
I think a lot of people, they don't realize that change is the only constant thing in life. But I don't think a lot of people realize that there is a next level that they can go to. Like, I don't think they realize that, okay, this is not what's destined for me, and I am in charge of my destiny. Like, I don't think they know they have control over their life and where it goes, no matter what situation you're in.
And it's so sick, because sometimes you have individuals who are very talented and they don't know their worth, but they're so fixated on watching someone else's growth, and they don't know what they did to get where they are right now in that position. It goes back to what we were talking about. It's like you just want things handed to you, and it doesn't work like that. But I'm gonna get off that, and I want to get into some more some more business talk. So as an entrepreneur, I feel as though it's important for everyone, that everyone should incorporate. Do you agree or disagree?
You say incorporate?
Yes. Like, as far as making sure that your business has backup. Like, you're not just saying, hey, here I am, I have a business, without actually following different protocols. Why is it important to have an LLC?
I want to say that I think it is, but a lot of people, when they start, like some people, when they start a business, they don't think on that level. Like, they don't even think to even go to even like, okay, let me get this LLC so I can start building my business credit and things that matter, because they don't think they can be big. Like, when I talk to my other entrepreneurship friends, I say, like, you have to think on the level of Walmart. You have to not compare your business, but think on the level of another big clothing brand business, because that's where you want to be, and then you're going to exceed. So I think it is important and necessary to incorporate.
Yeah, it's very important, because even if you're just starting, literally, you want to make sure that, first of all, that's stamped, it's solidified. No one can't use that name or anything as far as that, because you don't know what it can become. Like you said, you tell your friends to think about it. Like, okay, think of it like you're looking at it from like a Walmart perspective. But in your, okay, so like if I'm coming to you for business advice and I'm saying to you, you know, I just feel like I don't need an LLC right now. I just have like 5 products that I'm just selling, and I'm just doing that right now. I don't think it's possible that I would need an LLC. Now, my thing to you is, what would you say to someone that has the creative mindset to do it, but also they don't have the confidence to push through? What is something that you would say? And I'm just using that as a scenario.
Got you. The first thing I would tell them, like, I would let them know, like, you can do anything you put your mind to, regardless of what it is, because at the end of the day, like, your mindset controls everything you do in your life. Your mindset controls your life. Your mindset can control your destiny. So if you think you can't do it, then you're not going to do it. So I would tell them to watch over how they speak over themselves, because how you speak over yourself is like the same how you speak to people. You should speak to yourself how you would want somebody to speak to you. You wouldn't let anybody talk to you crazy and tell you that you can't do something that you want to do, so don't tell yourself that. And then second, I would say, as long as you can afford it, because I think that can also be a factor, like, as long as you can afford to get your LLC and things like that, then I think you should do so, because, like, getting an LLC will help grow your brand. If that's not what you have in mind and you want to stay where you're at, that's fine. But I'm telling, like, this is what I would do if I was in your position, because I don't like to, like, I feel like sometimes when I give my advice to people, I feel like I am, like, I don't want to feel like I'm forcing my ideas on them, but, like, when they don't want to do it, it's like, this is what I just think is best. This is what I would do if I were you, but I'm not you, so you can do what you want. But I'm telling you what I would do.
Because it's the passion, you know? Yeah. It's the passion, and it's something, it's either you have it or you don't. And also, as well, some people, they have passion, but as time goes on, again, it goes on with what you deal with in life, you kind of lose the passion, because, you know, some people are constantly being doubted, and, you know, all these negative things are thrown in the way. And it's good to have individuals, like you said, you know, you don't force your opinions on someone, you're just basically telling them, but you're elaborating it to them with passion, so you can understand, like, listen, like, you can do it, you know. Yeah. And I feel like it's just, it would be so dope if it was more of that, because a lot of the times, a lot of reasons why people don't start their business is because of fear.
Yeah, I think people just need to, like I said before, your mental health needs to be intact, and that also comes with confidence and being secure within yourself. Like, of course, I'm human. I have days where I'm not really feeling myself, and I don't really feel the greatest, but at the end of the day, I'm a confident person. I know who I am. I know what I can do, and I believe in myself. Like, if you don't believe in yourself, who is? If you don't push yourself out there, nobody will.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. And this is like the last question that I would like to ask. It's more so an opinion, actually. So everyone has options when they're starting a business, and it all depends on the bracket of where your business is. So it's extremely important for individuals who are starting and who have just started and are actually mingling to figure out, okay, how can I take this business to the next level? Let's talk about, I want your opinion on some of these. So, you know, of course, we have the sole proprietor, the single member LLC, the multiple member LLC, general partnership, limited partnership, and C Corp. Mm-hmm. So with those, like, what is your breakdown and your opinion on that in closing? Because, you know, I love that you said that you have your own podcast where, you know, you talk about things like this. And I just felt like it was really important because I really found that dope. So I just want, you know, I just want to kind of like pick your brain a little bit and get some insight from you for the audience.
Okay. Thank you. First, I appreciate that.
Of course.
Secondly, I want to say, honestly, because, like, I'm honestly, I feel like at first, before I, like, really started to get into my podcast, I was the type of person, like, okay, I don't need this right now. But I think, one, like, incorporating or filing to be, like, a sole proprietor, LLC, I think first it just comes off starting when you're ready. Like, it's good to know, okay, my business is scaling now. I need to up the ante, basically. So I think it just all comes down to when the business is ready.
Okay. And also, in closing, I always let my guests just kind of like drop some jewels for the audience, because I do have younger listeners too. And, you know, in the beginning of the conversation, we were discussing about, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I just wanted you to drop some jewels as far as, you know, what do you think you would tell your younger self, or just to a younger audience, or just to an audience that is unsure about business, life? What is some advice that you would give?
First, I would tell them, like I said before, believe in yourself, because the world might not give you what you need. You need to believe in yourself. You need to be able to say, okay, I got this. The only thing that really matters is right now. Your past is your memories, and your future is your imagination. And that means you can make your future whatever you want it to be. I feel like if you're unsure about what you want to do in life or as a career, I think you really just have to sit down and talk with yourself. You really need to be in tune with yourself in whatever you do. And that's just in general in life. You need to be in tune with yourself, because if you're not in tune with yourself, then you're living for somebody else.
I like that. Thank you so much again for giving me this opportunity. Can you please, you know, just shout out all your social medias where people can go follow you, put your podcast out there again?
Okay. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate that. It was very nice chatting with you. My podcast Instagram is Cause That's My Business. So that's CauseMyBusiness. It's on all podcast platforms, including Anchor. My personal Instagram is Sagittarius Finest. And yeah, thanks for having me.
No problem. You have a blessed day. It was so great talking to you. And, you know, I look forward to, you know, linking up and networking with you on more stuff.
Okay. Definitely, definitely. I definitely look forward to that. I'm excited that you had me, and you have a nice day too. Thank you.
This is Talk with Torch. Later, y'all.